Well, let's take a closer look at the UK and others, what they've had to say so far. So flights have been grounded as of 2 o'clock this afternoon. That has been announced. So we get this. We get what's going on. But what does this mean for us? Joining us is Alex van der Heever from the Wits School of Governance. Professor, good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report.
Hi, good afternoon.
Do you think the UK and others have been too quick to reimpose their red lists and their bans?
I think that they have been, because I don't think this really keeps variants out. But it's also an expected reaction in the absence of a sort of a more informed approach. So the difficulty really is now what to do, given that the damage has been done. Once you start to cancel flights and you start to impose these sort of border restrictions, it takes a while to get them removed. And so even if we accelerate the process now of investigating whether or not this variant is actually risky, it will take a while to basically recover from the damage. But we also don't know yet that it's unlikely that it will completely escape the vaccines. But I think that's really what people are reacting to.
Yeah. Our international relations department saying to the UK, we will be speaking to you. Do you think this will have any effect?
Well, it is important to now immediately open the channels and to get the discussion going. I don't think that it's a very coherent response, but the problem now is it's not just the UK. Apparently, the EU is also advised to close the borders with South Africa. And so this is now becoming pretty much a disaster. And South Africa is, you know, not yet in the throes of a fourth wave. It doesn't actually have high levels of transmission. Its risk is really just this variant. So the faster we get a handle on what this variant is all about, the better. And we would need to be engaging very directly and in a very concerted way with both the EU and the UK. To address this, because essentially they're reacting more with a sort of a political eye than they are with a sort of evidence-based eye on this issue. Because even if there is this variant here, closing the borders is not going to keep it out of those countries. It's going to get there no matter what. It's going to be everywhere. The question really is understanding it and managing it with normal non-pharmaceutical interventions and vaccination.
Professor, let's change tack a little bit. So what should our government now do to combat the fourth wave? And you've heard the concerns about the tourism industry, and I know that the liquor industry will be knocking on our doors very soon, saying, can we talk to you about this, because we want to get it out there that we can't close down the liquor industry once again. What should government then be doing? We're at the sort of the foot of the fourth wave.
Well, I think, first of all, this particular wave appears to be beginning in Tshwane and related to super spreading events around students at the Pretoria Technikon. And that's, in fact, where I would have hoped and expected that a very concerted effort of test and trace would be initiated, because you can contain quite a lot of damage through test and trace, particularly when the infection levels are still relatively small. But when they get beyond a certain point, that doesn't work anymore. That would have been an ideal solution, is containment through that type of method, which doesn't involve any kind of damage to the economy. Beyond that, if we get to a point where this becomes widespread, the moment there's pressure on the hospital system, then it becomes an issue that you have to kind of try and keep hospital beds free by limiting the number of alcohol-related accidents and things like that, as well as some restrictions to prevent transmission. The question really is, are we going to get to that point? The vaccines may impact on severe illness and death, but not enough people have got vaccinated. So we're going to probably see quite a lot of people in hospital, and I think this is really what people were trying to avoid with the vaccination program. And it's really unfortunate that people haven't come forward to be vaccinated, because a lot of these vaccination sites are standing empty at the moment, and yet people are placing themselves and the system at risk and other people at risk by not being vaccinated. It's absolutely scandalous.
Yeah. It's interesting that this has happened. Are people just facing fatigue? Are they just tired of the lockdown, tired of what's happening? Have they just switched off, so to speak, so therefore, like you say, they're not getting their vaccines?
Well, I think that that'd be incredibly, and I'm being blunt here, stupid to think in that way. We've had over 260,000 deaths as a consequence of this pandemic from April, May last year. That is a phenomenal amount of people who've died. You know, it's nearly three football stadiums that have died. These are all in the excess deaths. These are people who would not have died. And so this is, so it's been a catastrophic pandemic for South Africa. And the fact that somebody is still alive is in some cases a matter of luck if they haven't been careful. So the issue going forward is people will continue to die. If they're unvaccinated, they will die. They will get severe illness. Even if you've got infected and may have survived, there's the possibility that you'll be reinfected with a variant and it will basically get through and put you in hospital and kill you. This is the risk you face without being vaccinated. Apart from the fact that you're at an increased risk of transmitting the virus to other people by being careless. So I think we just have to be maintain vigilance. Even if vaccinated, you don't want to go into crowded settings and participate and put yourself at risk in a sort of super spreading event.
Yeah, quite right. Professor Alex van den Heever from the Wits School of Governance. Great to have you on the Midday Report. Interesting note here. It's a media release from the SA Medical Research Council. It says, dear colleagues, the SA Medical Research Council has confirmed rising concentrations of SARS-CoV-2 RNA fragments in wastewater in the cities of Swane, in Gauteng, and also Nelson Mandela Bay. This follows an earlier cautionary note from the SAMRC issued on the 19th of November that their wastewater surveillance team observed increasing volatility during the previous fortnight. So it's out there. Like the professor said, get vaccinated.